Today is between Master and Disciples will be presented in Hindi and English with subtitle in Arabic, Olexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai. बुद्ध अथवा गौतम बुद्ध जिन्हें शाक्यमुनि बुद्ध भी कहा जाता है प्राचीन भारत के एक महान आध्यात्मिक गुरु थे। 5वीं सदी में राजकुमार के रूप में जन्मे गौतम बुद्ध जाहिर है उन्हें साम्राज्य की असीम संपत्ति प्राप्त हुई। तथापि राजकुमार ने एक दिन आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान के लिए महलों की जिंदगी छोड़ दी। उनके वर्षों के तपस के उपरांत बुद्ध को बोधि वृक्ष के नीचे आत्मज्ञान प्राप्त हुआ। उन्होंने अपने अनुभव के सद्गुणों को अन्य लोगों के जन्म और मरण के चक्र से निकलने के लिए प्रदान किया। बुद्ध के सघन आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान के सर्वश्रेष्ठ सत्य का आज भी आदर सहित अध्ययन किया जाता है उनके पंडितीय और सहानुभूति ज्ञान के कारण। एक कहानी पेश करते हैं जिसका शीर्षक है सुवर्ण हंस, जो कि गौतम बुद्ध के पूर्व के अनेक अवतारों में से एक अवतार पर आधारित है। इस कहानी को कहा गया फिर से परम गुरु चिंगाई के द्वारा अंतरराष्ट्रीय साप्ताहिक शिविर नोम पेन कंबोडिया में May 11, 1996 के दिन।
The Buddha, at least he have many thousand lifetimes, been a different beings and have a lot of fun. But any time it concerns the Buddha, previous life, doesn't matter if he's an animal or what, he's still a very, very special animal, like a golden lion, golden deer, golden goose, golden turtles even. Okay, this story is called The Golden Goose. One day, the queen, Khema, dreamt of a golden goose who spoke with the wisdom of a sage. She told the king that she greatly desired to see and hear such a wonderful bird. The king consequently made inquiries and was told that there were such birds as golden geese, but that they were rare and not easily found. The king had ordered his hunters to watch regularly by the lakeside. The head hunter ringed the lake around with his men at all hours of the day and night, waiting to capture this golden goose. So early one morning, he saw a huge flock of geese and a larger bird in golden color, whose feathers gleamed in the sun rays, flying towards the lake. The golden goose settled on the water, and at once his foot was caught in the snare. Now Sumukha, the chief captain of these geese, alone remained with the king. The golden goose asked the huntsman, "Did you capture me for yourself, or was it at someone else's command?" "It was by order of the king that I set the snare, honorable goose." The hunter told the golden goose the truth and how the queen desired to see the wonderful bird. The golden goose thought to himself, "Perhaps it would be best if I went to the city. The hunter will be rewarded, and King Pahuputaka is known to be a wise and virtuous monarch. If I appear before him of my own free will, he will be satisfied and may decide to give me the freedom of this beautiful lake." So he said to the huntsman, "Take us to the king. We will speak with him. And then if he wishes He will set us free. The huntsman said, Noble Goose, kings are not always merciful. He may decide to keep you both as prisoners. But the Golden Goose said to him, I have softened your heart, huntsman. Surely I can find favor with a great king. Leave that to me. You do your duty and take me and Sumukha into his presence. So the huntsman put both birds on his carrying pole and took them to the palace. When the king and the queen saw the two magnificent birds, one with feathers of shining gold, and the other as white as the snow on the mountain tops, they were absolutely delighted. The king set them both on a golden perch, and with his own hands gave them honey and fried grain to eat, and sweetened water to drink. The whole night through, the king and the golden goose conversed together on the duties of kingship and the virtues of kings. Isn't that funny? That the goose king have to teach a human king what to do. But that's the case. The golden goose told the king, He that puts off until too late the effort to do good will sink low. He loses all knowledge, and great will be his loss. He who does not see the truth gains no wisdom. Cherish your sons so that they may grow wise and always follow the path of virtue. Thus the golden goose advised and encouraged the king. When dawn came, he bade farewell to the king and queen, and with the faithful Sumukha flew out of the northern window and far away to Mount Sitakuta. Finished. That's a very touching story, huh? Oh, actually, it's supposed to be Buddha's previous lifetime, because the whole book, it didn't say so on the title, but the whole book is about Shakyamuni's previous birth, yeah, as different graceful beings in this planet. So this is his birthday, birth month at least, so it's a very good story about his previous noble deeds while being a goose. You see the reason for being vegetarian, huh? At least, huh? You might eat a Buddha, you know that? So at least if we eat some flowers, it's just only flower Buddha. But if we eat a goose, it's a goose Buddha. It's terrible. Now, we would wonder why being goose or being geese together, there are only two so noble geese, and the rest were ordinary geese. 9,000 number, only two were noble beings. So actually, even in the animal kingdoms, there are differences, huh? Not only in mankind. Perhaps there are different developments within sentient beings as well. Even with the same species, there should always be the difference, because one chooses to go upward in a monopole direction, and the others choose to go the ordinary way, the easy way, and the more beneficial materially way. Perhaps our choice makes us noble or lowly. And if we do not struggle within ourselves and try to better our thinking and our idea or our work, our action, then we will always remain in the same level as before, a very ordinary goose. Fear everyone else fear. Worry everyone else, worry. Eat everyone else food. Dream everyone else, dream. Do everyone else action and habitual expectation. Nothing better about us, nothing improved, nothing more than just a goose who eat grass and drink lake water and pass their life like this. So their life is also peaceful, harmonized, and stress-free. And they also look good, but they achieve nothing more than just grass and lake water. So now we should ask ourselves whether we would desire such a so-called peaceful life too. Therefore, I have asked you before not to be proud of your harmonized family, your peaceful surrounding, your material gain, and your whatever benefit that you think comes to you through the blessing of the Master or through the practice of Kuan Yin method. It is true that the Master will bless us with whatever we desire. But we should not be satisfied with that and feel proud of that achievement, because this is just nothing. Okay, the fertilizer, the stinking fertilizer is necessary for the flowers. But the flower is what we want, not the fertilizer. Huh? Perhaps that's why the goose, the golden goose, look golden, huh? Look so magnificent and wise, and the other goose look ordinary. If you are Catholic or Protestant, you should remember in the Bible what Jesus said, that He doesn't come to bring peace, but to bring a sword, yeah? To set brothers against sister, father against son. Is that not so? Okay, now, okay. So, if a master say like that, what does it mean? Okay, he means that when he came and he gave you initiation or the wisdom of truth, I think the master wanted to remind you that family ties are nothing. Don't bother to put so great importance to the family peace and harmony, because the Master don't care to restore peace and harmony to your family. He cares to set you free. That's all. Thank you. So if a master such as great as Jesus have told us like this, then we should take care. We should know what the master wants from us and what we truly want from a master. If our family became more peaceful, harmonized, and more loving toward each other, then it's fine. Then okay, thanks God. Thanks the master power. Should it not be so, thanks God. Set you free. Truly, it is like that. Anything has a price. Even if a person loves you, you must take extra care for him or her so that he's happy. Because if he's not happy, you are not happy. Is that not so? The kind of love that we can have in this world is almost bondage. Even the good relationship are only bondage, because we're sinking in there and we forget to set each other free. We demand from each other attention, love and return and all this kind of thing. Rarely a love between a couple flows freely without attachment, without demand, without command, or without really any condition and without effort. Mostly you must make effort, right, in order to keep it. And any effort takes time and energy. And any person who you love around you, you must take time and attention, even if you don't want to. You know, you just have to pay attention, and we are diverted from the one-pointed concentration inside. And not many people can concentrate inside and outside at the same times. Even if he or she can, there must be time, you know what I mean? And time consuming. And while you pay attention to this thing, you cannot pay attention to that thing. Even you can remember both things at the same time, you can only do one thing at a time. Is that not so? You cannot pay attention to this one and then also at the same time fully pay attention to the other thing. So actually we are perfect alone. We know what we do and what time and to do what. Do things yourself. That is also good. Everything attracts you. If you are able to help me in some kind of work, then maybe you become attached to that work. You attach the importance to that work and your importance of doing that work. And then you forget for what purpose it works there. Then you forgot that you work because of the benefit of others as you do it. Then you cling to your work. That thing like that. You cannot realize for what it is. You see, like in this story, perhaps the Buddha has been a golden goose at that time. Or perhaps not. Perhaps this is only, a parable? Yeah? An exemplary story so that we understand the loneliness of being a king, of master. Just like talking to a mass of the ignorant geese. So whether this story is true or not, it has a ringing truth in it. You know? The reincarnation theory don't have to truly exist. And the Buddha don't have to truly be or have been being reincarnated as a golden goose or golden hare or whatever that was before. But it's just the story is the truth. The loneliness of being a king or a master or a wise person is obvious in this story. Doesn't matter if the Buddha has been reincarnated as a goose or not, or he just made it up to illustrate same principle through different story. And if we do not struggle within ourselves and try into better our thinking and our ideal or our work, our action, then we will always remain in the same level as before.
Guru Shishya ke Vartalap ke aaj ke episode par aapke saath ke liye dhanyawad. Param Guru television par krupya lage rahe. Rah Prithvi hamara priya nivas प्रस्तुत होगा ध्यान योग्य समाचारों के बाद. भगवान के आशीर्वाद और हम मिलेंगे और कभी. वी थैंक यू फॉर योर कंपनी टुडे फॉर बिटवीन मास्टर एंड डिसाइपल्स हियर ऑन सुप्रीम मास्टर टेलीविजन. प्लीज स्टे ट्यून्ड फॉर प्लैनेट अर्थ आवर लविंग होम. अप नेक्स्ट आफ्टर नोट वर्दी न्यूज. हैव अ ब्लेस्ड एंड सो लॉन्ग फॉर नाउ.